This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So yeah, we're just coming out of Molyneux, absolutely gutted, heartbroken, devastated, all the words are coming to say, but before we go on anything, you have to say fair play to Coventry. It's finished 3-2, what a game, but if you're a Wolves fan, it's hard to take. Sensation, Stan. Oh.
What can you say? We're out, we're in, and we're out.
It's like the Okie Cokie.
Yeah, like they say, you couldn't write it, but you can in real terms. We've got injuries, which we always say is a problem. Yeah, very weak on what we've got on the field in real terms. But, I mean, put it to Coventry, they brought the match to us. And entertainment, you know, and all fairness to them. And to the players of Wolves, you know, a good thrashing we had, didn't we, really? But at the end of the day...
I don't know about a thrashing, but they...
Yeah, let me finish, David. Don't keep interrupting, young man.
Come on, I want to get
Daddy at the end of the day, yeah, they fought and they came back. And, all right, at the very end, we could have gone to extra time, but it isn't to be, is it?
It says, sirrah, sirrah. It says, tarrah, tarrah for us. Look, guys, that you know how much the FA Cup means to me and my dad. 87 he is in a few weeks. He's... wants to go to an FA Cup final. What an opportunity today to get through to another semi-final against Coventry. It wasn't to be, Dad.
It wasn't to be, Davey, but we missed our star players. But you've got to give them due to Coventry. They did play well. And what Jay say so, kept us in the match anyway with a couple of some magic saves he did. But it's not to be, but... let's hope I'll get one before I'm 90.
We keep trying, he keeps going. Listen, the story of the game is, look, I said before the match, this was not a given. A dangerous animal is an animal that has nothing to lose. Coventry were coming here, they had nothing to lose. If they lose, everyone says they expect it. And they've gone on and, you know, they've come out and played really, really well. You can't take anything away from Coventry. Their fans were magnificent. So the Wolves fans were magnificent as well. They were absolutely brilliant. It was a great game. The story of the game, really, I mean, we were on the back foot. I mean, there's a load of... I mean, the Coventry fans are absolutely ecstatic. Of course they are. On the back foot, we were a bit nervy. Coventry were all over us to start with. And we do have to say, I mean, put it in context, we were missing Neto, Bellegarde, Kuna, Wang. We're playing a 19-year-old lad up front. We're very short up front. You know, Dawson is out with a groin. These are five major players that are out of our starting team. But despite that, we've still got quality on the pitch. Yeah. And to be fair, in the first half, it was very even. I thought Coventry were good on the break. Had a couple of really good opportunities to score. I thought we had a couple of opportunities. You know, I'd say it was fairly even in the top. And I said at half-time, we need to get the first goal. Because if Coventry get the first goal, I don't know where we're going to find a way to score. And, you know, Coventry did get the first goal. It was like a five-minute VAR check. We all stood there waiting. The Wolves fans and the Coventry fans are singing about VAR. It's 5 minutes. Eventually, it's given. You know, we're down in the dumps. We're thinking, where are we going to find a way? Gary O'Neill switches it up. It makes a few changes. Thought the changes worked. We got back into it on 83 minutes. after a bit of pressure. It was a mistake from the Coventry defence, and they, you know, they put the ball in the back of the net. Great goal from Aitnori, a really good finish. And then the Premier League quality really showed with the second goal. The break, the way we broke away, the way we finished it. It was brilliant. That was the one bit, a touch of Premier League quality. We got our noses in front. We saw off Brighton when we needed to. We've only got to see off 9 minutes. Okay, a lot of that was for the added time, and we should have seen it out. As you know, Jose Sarr has made 5 or 6 brilliant saves. This guy gets some stick from Wolves fans. You know, his stats, you know, his distribution maybe not the best, but he's a short stopper. He kept us in the game. We got our noses in front, and we should have seen it out. Yeah, we should have seen it out. But, like, this is Wolves, and we don't do that, do we? It's a ball across. I think it gets headed over. It's in the six-yard box. It's 2-2. It looks like extra time. And then the guy's on his own. It's a good finish. But, like, what's he doing there? Where's the marking? And it's like, you know, it's dreamland if you're a Coventry City fan. It's absolute crushing devastation and a heartbreak if you're a Wolves fan. And it's been a game, and that's football. And I'm absolutely gutted, heartbroken, all of those words. What can I say? But you have to say fair play to Coventry, because, you know, as a football fan, you have to go with Coventry and everything that they've been through over the last few years. We're losing the home, all the pain that they've suffered, and they've got the joy today. And I really hope that they enjoy their day at Wembley, and I do hope that they get back up to the Premier League, because we need more Midland. But, like, as a Wolves fan, you know, this is, oh, I can't explain. It's just, I'm so disappointed and sad, but that's football. The pain. Hopefully one day we'll get that joy. As he said before, he's 90. Sensation. You just sum up your emotion right now.
What can you say? We came to do a job, and we had a job done on us in real terms. They were the better side. So from my emotion, like, you know, I was up and down, and really you've got to be pragmatic about it. Without, move on, win the Premier League.
Oh, come on. One day, maybe next year. Dad, how are you actually feeling inside?
I'm really disappointed, David, but what will be. Life still goes on, David, so that's it for me.
It is. Okay, so we're gonna do our performance rating, Fox at Chifley performance rating, our Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match, and your moment or highlight of the day, which is a new thing.
I think from the point of view of the team that we could put out, I'll give them a 7.
Okay.
They did fight, and like I said before, you got that tenacity to keep fighting and pushing forward. And it did pay off, but really, the last few minutes of the game, we should have controlled the ball better.
Yeah. And your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match?
I'll give it to Sarr, because he kept us in it, basically.
And your moment of the day?
Always joining you and the old fella there, like, you know.
I like it. Okay, your Fox at Chifley Man of the performance rating?
I'll give it a 7 as well, David, yeah.
7. Your Lee Moore Windows Man of the Match?
I'll say so. Okay, he kept me in the match, David. If it wasn't for him, we'd have been lost up a 5-0, I don't know about it.
And your highlight or moment of the day?
I don't know what the highlights are, but I'm disappointed. I know highlights, David.
No moment, no, not even your breakfast before the...
Oh, the breakfast was not.
Singing Wonder of You together.
Yeah, that's what I was like, yeah. We'll do it next season with a bit of luck.
We got to live in hope one day. Our time will come, and I really hope so. Listen, in terms of my Fox at Chifley performance rating, you have to, like you say, taking contacts. We had 5 first-team players out. We had... We our firepower was there, and I do believe, no disrespect to any Coventry fans, but I do believe that if we'd have had our firepower on the pitch, we probably would have won the game.
But
watch all of it, because we're giving you a lot of credit. Always Wolves fan TV. And there's Coventry fans, and even they're saying probably would have. Probably an ifs and buts in this world don't really count for a lot. So I'm still going to only give it a 6, because to lose it the way we did at the end, it was not good enough. Leymore Windows, man of the match. This guy gets a lot of sticks sometimes. It's got to be Jose Sarr. He was absolutely magnificent in some of the saves. He kept us in the match and gave us the platform to go on and win it. And we took that platform, and then the platform basically had a massive crack in it, a Coventry City crack and a sky blue crack, and we went falling through the sky blue to the floor. And my moment of the day, well, that one moment when we scored the second goal, it was a great move, it was a great finish. The hope and the joy of getting to a Wembley semi-final was there for that moment. That's my moment of the game. I really won't want to think about the moments after the game. I've got to put a match vlog together after this. But I'm upset. You know, I'm a bit emotional because I love my dad. I love my father-in-law. And it means so much for us to have got to a semi-final and then maybe a final for to sing goodbye with me. And
you're making me cry. You're right. I know. You're making me cry now.
I do. I love you, Dad, and I know how much it means to you, and it means to me, and it's not going to happen. But as you say, you're still fighting fit. Wolves, invest in some more players, build the squad. Hopefully we won't be so bad with injuries. I want to say fair play to Coventry, to their fans. You were magnificent today. Coventry played really, really well. They played probably as well as they could.
Yeah.
And we were a bit under par. And that's the difference in a one-off game. And that's why you love cup football. It's ended 3-2 to Coventry. Good luck in the semi-final. Good luck in your playoffs. And, you know, we'll go and chill out and go into a dark corner and, you know, and sulk for a bit and keep dreaming, keep believing and... whatever's happened, we've had a much better season than a lot of people have said. So, all of us, all the best to the Sky Blues, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.